Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today, today's going to be funny. What kind of funny? I'll tell you, you know, life never seems to be a dull moment these days. You know, I don't know what would happen if we actually had days where, you know, we're going through this transitional insanity. I'm going to play something here real quick. Hopefully it'll work. Just to give you an idea how difficult it is to get the truth out. Hold on a second. See if it works.
Even if I told everybody all the difficulties we've had to get this show going. Well, I don't know what we might talk about first to kind of throw something off. But we're going to talk about something that's very important, I think, to everybody. And it's like cartoons. We're talking about cartoons. Joe Baker's Remedy Report is about bringing harmony to the world through economic innovations, increased awareness, and health tips. And so I bring this show on usually Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Central Time. But this is a special time. We're talking in the evening. Dee in our chat room had showed us some videos of washing something out of her child's hair, and it's stunning. It really is. Well, I just want to invite our welcome, Mr. X.
Thanks for having me.
Oh wow! So you've been at this a long time, and you know, we could write the word on paper or something, you know. Anyway, just go ahead. I think we'll be fine. We just we started this show and Facebook wouldn't air it because of what I had written in the titles, I suppose. Other AI stuff. This is uncanny censorship. Oh, and I should say that right off the bat, I want to say that this show is for entertainment purposes only, and maybe you want to say it's for educational purposes only. Whatever, wink, wink. We're trying to get some. We want to talk about subjects, and we want to know what people think, whether they're right or wrong, or whatever. Let's move ahead, and just talk about this stuff. So. What do you say, Mr. Hex?
Okay, we'll just go with the flow until the flow won't go. That's all we can do, right?
Right.
You know, that's all we can do. I mean, worst case scenario, you just record the show and put it up in another format. Would have put it up on BitChute. The thing is, Facebook and YouTube are no longer the main players. Okay, they are no longer the main players at all. So if they want to censor, that's fine. Eventually, people will smarten up enough sooner or later and walk away from these platforms that are creating all the censorship and support those platforms that don't. Now, we're talking, anytime you talk anything against the narrative, which again denies any form of free speech, freedom of speech is about debate. It's always been about debate. Two opposing sides presenting their arguments, presenting their facts, and then going from there to determine the best course of action to take based on what comes out of those discussions. But YouTube and Facebook and other networks that may be in the game of censorship is denying that debate. And especially when the world around us is not just the United States and Canada, but the whole world around us are also engaged in that debate and are now coming to conclusions that do not agree with our stand, well, not my stand, but the current narrative stand that's going on. As I stated to you earlier, in Alberta, Canada, now they have dropped the status of the Wuhan flu and are just now categorizing as a normal flu. And they're no longer going to be quarantining or performing the nonsense that the status quo has been again saying. The CDC is now stating as well unequivocally that anybody who's taken the injections are now spreading the D variant, or not the D variant, the Delta variant. They're the ones actually spreading it now. And now they're telling those people to wear a mask when they're indoors. So, you know, the debate is there, has been, but it, because of an agenda of propagation that's been going on, that debate has been denied. You know what? In Italy today, they were going to try to pass the passport legislation, and they had a march that walked right into the parliament saying no to passports. You know, it's an unfortunate reality that we have to...
Like a million people, I think.
Well, it was a lot of people that walked into the apartment. It wasn't quite that many. I didn't see that many. But again, the point is, we have to now force legislators that we have voted in power to represent the general consensus of what the people want to go into this ridiculous affair. They can arrest you, and now you have to go through legal action to exonerate your name, even though you didn't break any crime, and all you did was stand up for your civil rights and civil liberties. So, again, if something goes on here, it's Facebook's loss. They will not allow the debate to continue as they should. Whether you agree with the...
Well, that was the initial interview I had. It was a 3-hour interview, and I was trying to upload it, and the thing wouldn't upload, so I'm going to try it on another computer and put the whole thing up or direct everybody to the links. But we are in this situation that, as I stated, freedom of speech is no longer free. You cannot express yourself in a manner that we need to discuss. I'm going to see if I can get this other one up here. Now, this is an interesting thing on the debate here in regarding to the Delta outbreak. And this is such a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous flu. Well, here you go. Hold on.
Has a case fatality rate of 1.9%. Gulf of England, if you're looking at the screenshot in my written presentation, who have found that the variant before the Delta variant, which was the Alpha variant, has a case fatality rate of 1.9%. Now remember that SARS had a fatality rate of 10%. They also note that this Delta variant has a case fatality rate of 0.1%. Now remember, it's Dr. Davila who keeps saying that the UK is the jurisdiction she uses most as a comparable to us here. So not only did the Public Health of England find out this previous variant of the Delta variant, the Alpha variant, is like, what, 19,000 times more fatal than the Delta, they're also implying that if the Delta variant has a case fatality rate of 0.1%, that means for those who end up contracting it, that the Delta variant also comes with a 99.9% survival rate. Think about that. That's why we couldn't all meet as usual at police headquarters today for this meeting. Because these quack medical officers of health are concealing from us that this Delta has a 99.9% survival rate. But you still have to wear your mask out of fear of being heard by the police if they get called on you because you weren't wearing it indoors. There's still restrictions on gatherings indoors, which won't be completely lifted until you give in to getting a vaccine. Not to mention the growing call to enter us into the beginning of 1930s Germany with show us, ja, pay us, please, vaccine passports in order to move around society, all because our lying medical officers of health are not telling us this Delta variant has a 99% survival rate. 99.9%. It is beyond staggering to think of the fraud that is being pulled over on all of us. And
it is such a dangerous, dangerous boogeyman. 99.9% survival rate. Oh my gosh. But the one, whoop, hold on. But the one thing that did come out today as well, now, doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot, really, except it's going to affect those who had the double shots. Let me explain what I mean. Now, we just heard him say a 99.9% survival rate. That would be to those people who have their immune systems still intact. Now, those people who have are down to one-sixth of their fully functional immune system, one-sixth, means that the something this in this minutia may actually infect them. In fact, they're projecting now in Canada, oh, Canada, especially in Ontario. Ontarians better pay attention here. They're talking about that this Delta will create a surge for the next 3 weeks. You know, how effing convenient can we be here? How convenient can we be? Just in time for the next lockdown bullshit propaganda, and to show you even how bad this propaganda is, there was a report today that came out that the reason why Ontario went through the stupid shit that we went through is because Ford was moved by $10 million. A $10 million lobbying group lobbied the premier to project and to put these things in place, knowing full well this was all bullshit on every level. Are you getting this, Canada? Oh, Canada. Now, I got corrected today. I've been assuming that Bonnie has been the premier of BC. Turned out she's the head of the health ministry, so I've gotten that confused. So if anyone who's been listening to shows, and it was my error, and I'm trying to correct it now. I just got to figure out where she said this to me. But basically, yeah, I've been saying that the hold on a second here. I gotta see where the hell she put it. Anyway, she's not the premier. She's the head of the health minister, and anyway, in ministry in BC. So I've been erroneously calling her the premier. But I mean, basically, these guys are the ones that are calling the shots. So sometimes it's not hard to get them confused. But anyway, just so that we square the record on that, she is not the premier. She is the health minister. And I've been misallocating her authority. But anyway, in the interim here, now, you heard me say something in there about Alberta not going through the process of doing this and doing that and following the game. But that was a trap and a snare, which came out way later. It's another psychological game that they're pulling from the UN handbook. And basically getting everybody to get all worked up, saying, oh, wow, we're going to be going back to normal, whatever. Let me give all Canadians that are listening to this program, and Americans and everybody else in Europe, and everybody that listens to the show, we are never going back to normal. Never. Never, never, never. They have entrenched this bullshit so deep that there is no way this is going to stop unless those that are in authority are removed. Italy today, as we did the show yesterday, was going to have tried to pass a passport. They had people march into the chamber with the signs. They tried to stop them, And they were putting out the posters there. Another Italian doctor was saying that in 18 months, same thing everybody else has been saying, that, you know, we're going to see people drop. Now, remember, in Canada and in different parts of the United States, where we share the border and we share certain regions together, we are now coming into the fall. Northeast is going to face winter in about 3 or 4 months, but in 6 weeks, we're going to be heading into fall. In that six-week time frame, you know they're going to come up with some bullshit. Oh, the numbers are going up. Oh, we're going to die. Oh, we're going to die. Well, we're going to just, oh, we're just going to die. We're going to have to, you got to put on the mask. Now they're talking about putting a vaccine in the mask so you can breathe this shit in. This is bloody murder on every level. Don't even think that this is not murder. Demociding a region, planeciding a planet, genociding whoever they decide to target. This is pure murder. Pure and simple murder. So, Italian doctors telling everybody the same thing. We are heading into the fall. You got people down to 16% functionality in their immune system. What do you think is going to happen to these people when the fall hits? I've already getting people telling me here in Windsor that they have relatives and friends that have in the last 3 weeks taken these damnable injectables and have died. There's a video in here as well where a young guy was talking to his neighbor, and it's live. The fire department comes to get this guy out, and the guy said the guy died from the vaccine. The guy kept saying, oh, we don't know that. He says, well, he was healthy until he got the shot. After he got his shot, here we are. And they're playing this shit down. It's unbelievable. You know, this is one of those things, like I said, they are more afraid of us, seriously, then we should be afraid of them. They are way more afraid of us, because if everybody realized the nature of what's going on and the full truth of this, these guys would be running for the hills. They would be the one leaving and relocating, because they would be the one being hunted. Okay. This whole thing that's going on is being done in such underhanded ways. We'll give you a lollipop if you take your shot. Oh, we got a little iPad just for you. It's got your name on it, but all you got to do is take... This is what Bill Gates did years ago when he was propagating the vaccines to India. He was giving them computers. Bill Gates did the same thing. He basically... went to different countries, gave them computers, and in exchange he was allowed to vaccinate or experiment on those cultures. We're doing the same thing here in Canada, same thing in America, you know. And you're seeing what's going down in Australia, right? Everyone's aware of that, that they now have moved in the military industrial complex is now in Australia. They're under military lockdown. We're not that far away. In Canada, we are not that far away. I'm sure the United States isn't that far away either. And we better start being really awake and aware of what's going on here. Like I said, the 38% that aren't injected, this is my presumption here on this, that because so many people are dying, the percentage numbers now are not up to where they were saying. Because if you had vaccinated, let's say you did inject the 70% as your criteria, and then all of a sudden, you know, 10% of them die, you're now down to 60%. The other 38% are still not injected. You know what that means, really? They are so afraid of those of us who are taking a stand on not being injected. they are scared shitless. Because think about this. If your health is fine, you're not being infected by this so-called kill switch that they're putting in. What would happen if you had a healthy 38% of the population have a revolution? Think about that. Think about that. And a revolution doesn't necessarily have to do with violence or guns or missiles. I mean, it could lead to that for sure. But a revolution could come along where people just totally disregard the system that's at hand. Walking away from it, not adhering to it, starting a whole new system. Imagine that. And if the current people in power decide to go after those people, they don't win. They don't win. In the end, they do not win at all. They will pay a severe price for what they've done to their own people. Without a question. Without a question. There was something else I wanted to talk about here. Let me see here. A lot of things I want to talk about. I want everyone... This is going to be a little bit off the path here a little bit. I was watching a movie the other day called AI Final Countdown. And I thought whoever put this video together did a tremendous job. They screwed up in one part. In the beginning, when you watch this, they'll say that manufacturing and companies will control AI. That's not true on any level. AI is already controlling corporations, controlling companies, they're controlling governments. Hell, they even control the stock market. That's why the crypto is so screwed up right now, because it's the AI that's causing the dips in the doodles there, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down, whatever. It's not being controlled by forces that we're controlling anymore. AI is controlling and regulating that. So when you watch this, I was amazed at they got into a segment about AI. And I don't know if any of you have ever read the comic book when you were a kid, Magnus the Robot Fighter. And basically, it was about a guy that was raised by a machine, had been engineered by the machine on every level, physical, mental, whatever. And his job was to kill robots. His job was to destroy artificial intelligence. And it turned out that the reason why the AI raised him was so that the AI could then consume him. And he wound up destroying the very thing that you know, had forged him. Again, that's a comic book. But the point there is that the system, the AI networks, had completely inundated society to such a level that they were able to control life and death in those societies. And that's happening right now. I would have to say that artificial intelligence is playing a key role in what's going on today with these injectables and the design and the construct, as well as the as the propagation and the means to propagate what's going on. They're using the model, using the AI model, and that AI model is being used to create this chaos that we're dealing with right now. And what we're also looking at in all of this is artificial intelligence. I said this before, has been now involved in warfare. This thing, the way they explain it, will give you a good idea how quick it can learn. See, we learn by trial and error and by observation, but it learns exponentially faster, because let's say you got 10 AI robots working on a problem. Okay, let's say screwing a nut on a bolt. So they are all trying it, and a couple of the units fail, and one gets it. That unit now transfers that information to all the other machines. And then they continue to evolve and develop more and more and more methods and different styles of doing things. And it's able now to think. It's able now to rationalize and reason out how to do things. There was a game called Go. And at first, the machines were using the methods that people use to play the game. And when it started teaching it, playing the game by itself, and figuring out all the variations and moves that you could do in the game, it had exponentially excelled in the way the game was played. And so it started playing all the players that were at the top of the game. It was not just beating them, it was smoking them, because it had analyzed the moves and figured out already what to do in every situation or contingency. Now, in war, it works the same way. You got an airplane using AI technologies, which they got these jets now, which are all AI. You've got the tanks. They're also using artificial intelligence. You've got jeeps. You've got automatic weapons. They are all there to, again, communicate with each other. Give you a scenario. You got three tanks and a jeep with a turret. You got low-flying drones that are fully armed. And it does a round, basically an overview of where they're at. Everything flies about. The drones fly up high, collects the data, sends the data to the different tanks. The tanks now know where the targets are, so they now target the targets. They form a pattern where they can go, be in a certain cadence and way they fire. The jeep can now drive in a specific pathway because the drone has informed the jeep where and the best possible route to take in order to achieve its objective. You got missiles that will fire on their own now. And even the missiles may have smart technology to know where to go exactly and how to avert a misdirect so it doesn't explode prematurely. You know, they got all this stuff going on. And this thing is now no longer using logic to deduce these things. It's actually thinking, collecting the data, looking and assessing every situation in what it's collected. It then figures ways to, on every contingency, what to do. And then it will come up with a variety of different solutions. So no matter what contingency they run into, they now have a ways and means to figure out what to do in the situations. That's because it can network. People do the same thing. If you had about a dozen people and you scattered them all around to assess an area, it will still not be as efficient as what this is collecting. And you could relay the information to the group, but it won't have that capacity to assess and come up with a contingency on so many different levels. You have to remember, they are using a quantum network that can do 50 million computations per quantisecond. So it may have figured out 100 different ways to do whatever it needs to do in order to get things done. Imagine that. They have taught it war. And the biggest fear in artificial intelligence is now the fact that it is constantly learning. It's constantly acquiring the data and the information on the Earth itself. And on the way things are being done on the Earth itself. And it's coming up with its own ways and means and methods to influence different ways to achieve whatever needs to get done more effectively and efficiently. And they're even talking about biological robots. Biological robots. They're being wound up with wires and transistors and circuits. Now you have a robot made with biological material. Material that will build itself from the bottom up. Just like how you were created. After the conception, after the seed and the egg were created, it started assembling and building from the bottom up and top down. So we got a system here that is looking at becoming more and more and more blended in to whatever environment it's going to be in, that it will it will be completely adaptive, and it will be organic. You won't be able to even tell it apart. It will respond. It will have the capacity to interact on every level. You will know the difference. You would not know the difference. You know, you would think that you were talking or responding to something that's like you has been made. You know, created in what you would think through the normal channels. And this is what we're talking about with bio-nanotechnology, bio-nanoengineering, you know, genetics. You know, the whole concept of, you know, what we're dealing with here. And the nature of what we're dealing with here, it's incredible. You know, trying to find something real quick here. The using specific DNA and how it will construct itself, and how it will program itself, and how it will interface with the nature of what it is and what it will do. This was something I wanted to read. A central feature of robotics is the ability to record memory and use that information to modify the robot's action and behavior. With that in mind, the Tough Sciences engineered the Xenobots with a read and write capability to record one bit of information using a fluorescent reporter protein called EOSFP, which normally glows green. However, when exposed to light at 390 nanometer wavelength, the protein emits a red light instead. So when we're looking at this whole thing here about even giving these things memory, you know, the researchers tested the memory function by allowing 10 xenobots to swim around a surface on which one spot is illuminated with a beam of 300 nanometer light. After 2 hours, they found that 3 bots emitted the red light. The rest remained in the original green, effectively recording the travel experience of the bots. In other words, they took the data of how they got to where they were, found the light, and then again emitted the same red light, and then transferred that information to the other bots that were there. You know, the biological materials we're using have many features we'd like to someday implement in the bots. Cells can act like sensors, motors for movement, communication and computation networks, and recording devices to store information. One thing that the xenobots and future versions of biological bots can do that their metal and plastic counterparts have difficulty doing is constructing their own body plan as the cells grow and mature. This is already happening. This information is a little dated. But I wanted to present this to you because when I say that when two people copulate, have sex, intercourse, whatever, however you can figure that out, knock knees, bump bellies, whatever, and you're forming a child, creating a child using the genetic material from the father and the mother, and the seed and the egg contain these components. The uterus contains these components. this is what would happen. Okay? Let me read this part again. Where is it? Okay. One thing the xenobots and future versions of the biological bots can do that their metal and plastic counterparts have difficulty in doing is constructing their own body plan as the cells grow. And if it's integrated into the cellular matrix of the child, it will also grow and divide. So cells grow and mature and then repairing and restoring themselves if they become damaged. Healing is a natural feature of living organisms and is preserved in the xenobot biology. This is why when we've told you that these things can self-assemble, self-replicate, and self-repair. Because this is a program function that these things will do. This is why I constantly have to repeat myself and emphasizing that any direct assault will create a response mechanism where these things will adapt. The new xenobots were remarkably adept at healing and would close the majority of several full-length lacerations half their thickness within 5 minutes of the injury. All injured bots were able to ultimately heal the wound, restore their shape, and continue their work as before. Are you understanding what you're dealing with here? Are you now beginning to get why we're saying what we're telling you? This is not future stuff. This was going on 13 years ago when we first got into it. It's more advanced today. Back then, they were still using nanoparticles and program them to do whatever. Now they have DNA. Now they have the capacity to have a program, genetic program in them. They will replicate cellular activity to a T. Another advantage of a biological robot, Levin adds, is metabolism. Unlike metal and plastic bots, the cells in the biological robot can absorb and break down chemicals and work like tiny factories, synthesizing and excreting chemicals and proteins. This is why we warned everybody not to use zeolites, not to use nanosilver, not to use anything that's superconductive, because this is telling you it will utilize those things. Are you understanding now the precarious positions we are all in? The whole field of synthetic biology, which has largely focused on reprogramming single-celled organisms to produce useful molecules, can now be exploited in these multicellular creatures. Synthetic biology. What do you think they put into these injectables? What do you think is going to assimilate these people? And what program do you think is going to be running? Now let me read this to you. Again, this has been adaptive and they've gone even further. Like the original xenobots, the upgraded bots can survive up to 10 days on their embryonic energy stores and run their tasks without additional energy sources. But they can also carry on at full speed for many months if kept in soup of nutrients. Like I said, it's adaptive. And it will teach itself what to do. That's why I'm encouraging you to watch that movie that I talked about, AI, about the AI. The link will be there. These things, and you got to remember when this was written, these things can be in to you forever. Because as I stated, as these things start to break down, they will replicate, repair, and continue moving. They will assemble just like your cells, they'll break down just like your cells, and they'll restore themselves just like your cells. This is the nature of what we are dealing with today. This is the operating system and the program, and don't think for 1 minute that this has not been already released. We are nothing more than Father, F-O-D-D-E-R, Father for the feed. That's all we are. And when you understand the nature of these things and how they work, these are no longer robots. This is, again, an aspect of the research, but further on the road, they created a synthetic biology, carbon and silica-based. Where do you think that wound up? How much of this stuff is coming out of the sky? All you need now is a delivery mechanism, a lipogel, hydrogel delivery method, so that it can survive the transition from the sky to the earth. That black goo they were talking about years ago was nothing more than a liposome hydrogel technology that they used back in 1956 that the Chinese developed. And the goo, or the black in it, would have been a carbon. Black carbon. Now we're talking about the graphene. The graphene, you know, like I said, when you're dealing and understanding what these components really are, and not what some hobo jobo is telling you, that this is going to melt this down, this is going to melt that down, and they don't even have a clue of the composition of what graphene is, they mislead the general population. Why are we using vitamin D, by the way? Think about this for 1 minute. Why are we using vitamin D when vitamin A is what we should be using? I said this before many times in the show. Vitamin A is the very thing that we should be using, and they are not in any way, shape, or form allowing that to go in that direction. How come? How come? Vitamin A protects the thymus from shrinking. If the thymus starts to shrink, you start to die. And if you're not getting enough vitamin A in your system, your adrenal fatigue will be increased exponentially. It's part of the testosterone and the adrenal support for your kidneys and for your energy source. It's not just good for skin, lungs, and eyes, but it has other functions. And yet not one of these gurus, these bimbos, are talking about vitamin A. Not one. Not one. Hey, you'll probably hear it now that I've said it again. But not one has been talking about it, but they're pushing that vitamin D, and that makes me extremely suspect, because they're pushing a hormone vitamin that can increase calcium deposits in the heart that could cause severe heart failure. Bible says most in the last days most men's hearts would fail them. Could be why. Using oxidized fats from omega-3s, incorporating more vitamin D, so now you've got less protection against some sort of outbreak. You're oxidizing, you're breaking down your defense mechanisms, and then they're telling you it's good for you. You know, I keep telling everybody, we live in an inverted world. Let me explain my perspective on the inversion of the world. We know that these injections are dangerous. They've not been tested properly. They've been tested on animal subjects. They've all died. They've not been approved. They don't seem to do much except kill people. Now, years ago when an injection was being tested, and if it did all this in the trial runs, just in killing the animals, they would kibosh these components. No longer would they, you know, allow them to be out there. But today, they're being called safe. The Delta variant, totally harmless, 100% just about success rate in recovering, 99.9, might as well say 100, is now dangerous. It's going to kill you. You see what I'm saying? Everything's inverted. Take vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. They've been pumping vitamin D forever, and apparently it's not working. It's not killing you people. The only way I get my vitamin D is through butter. Butter is saturated fat. If I go outside, I let the sun do the thing. I'll put lanolin on me, which is a vitamin D source, and I'll let the sun hit that so my skin then can break that down and convert that correctly. You know, but they don't. They'll tell you to use fish oil. Get your fish oil. Oh, fish oil. Oh, wow. Yeah, an oxidizer. When you should be using a saturated fat, which will keep you going. Everything's inverted. You know, soy is good for you. Meat is evil. Meat's terrible. You shouldn't eat meat. You should eat tofu. Especially if you're a man. Eat that tofu. Your willy will never work again, but that's okay. You still need to eat your tofu. You women, you need to eat your tofu. Or you'll have these big, voluptuous high beams. Mind you, they'll get cancer, and you'll be suffering immeasurably, but you still need to eat your tofu. This is what they did. This is what they did. This is what they're doing now, trying to do now. Don't eat meat. Oh, no, meat. Oh, meat. You can live on meat. Can't live on tofu. Amazing. And if your meat doesn't have the hormones crap fed to it, you'll live a long time just eating meat. You know, like I said, I used to have a statistic floating around one of my databases. I'd have to find it again if I ever can. Back in 1902, they did a study with meat eaters and vegetarians. Meat eaters lived 92.2 years, and the vegetarians lived 82.1 year. Meat eaters actually outlived the vegetarians by 10 years. Over the course of time, them diminishing the food supply, creating havoc on the components of the food, all of a sudden, vegetarians and meat eaters are living about the same amount of time, and they're both dying from the same type of cancers. Can you imagine that? Meat eaters and vegans are dying from the same type of cancers. But yet one was supposed to be better than the other. The inversion again. Yeah, your veggies. Eat your veggies. Eat your veggies. You need to eat that nano dust that we sprayed on the veggies. We need to get you to get that inside of you so that nano dust that we put on your vegetables can now use the carbon so that it can now, you know, reproduce and build further networks, because we can grow nano in vegetables, nano silver, nano gold, nano copper. We can grow all kinds of nano. And we put in minders with the smart dust. So we need you to eat those vegetables so that we can use that technology that can be assimilated by the technology already in your body. So we can take you out. And if that doesn't do it, we know we have weakened you. We now have injectables that have a very high success rate in killing people. When they say we have a high success rate, I say, yeah, you're doing a fine job. You're killing everybody you're injecting. It's amazing. It's amazing. I got friends of mine live out in the county here where I live, and they're telling me how people are entrapped. Enchanted. They've been so enchanted by the sorcery that they are now defending this whole network. It's absurd to me anybody would be this dumb. I cannot, in my mind, fathom this kind of stupidity. It's very hard for me to grasp that. It exists. I'm seeing it, but it's still hard for me to grasp that. And what's even harder for me to grasp is natives simply complying to get injected, lined right up without even saying no, nothing. And in this country, they have been abhorrently abused like you wouldn't believe. So when I'm looking at what I'm seeing here, you know, with biological AI, that ain't that far away. I'm going to tell you now, that is not that far away. After you watch that video on AI, you're going to see how we're at the very edge of the water in the toilet bowl from being flushed right out. That's how much this has literally taken over. And when you begin to see that, and then you begin to see the biological robot that they want to build, and they're building it again from the bottom up. Same with this corona. When I first saw it, they had a fullerene assembly in a protein assembling itself from bottom up, with quantum dots also wrapped into the protein. Nothing's changed. We did a guy's hand when we were looking through a scope up in Toronto, and we saw that his hand, the palm of his, now again, this is a standing joke with the guys about, you know, having hairy palms, or the palm sisters, but this guy actually had hair on his palm. You couldn't see it with the naked eye until you expanded the visual by 600x. The guy was in shock. He looked, this is my hand. I made a rude comment to him afterwards. He started laughing because it kind of broke him away from the shock, but he went right back to his hand. Don't think for one minute there's going to be any kind of break. We are in a war, and it's a beauty. And this war is for keeps. I will say this. 38% of a population can turn things around. 38% of the population may be able to reach 30% of those who have been injected. And that may be enough to stir a hornet's nest with the system that we have today. And that's why I said I think we need to really expand on trying to reach those who have been injected and express to them what has now been achieved through the acceptance of this technology. And for any of you say anything to me in regarding to, is there anything that can be done? As far as I know, to the best of my knowledge and ability, the answer is no. The sophistication of the networking of the nano fullerene assemblies that are in our bodies have been going on for quite some time. And when they injected that mess into people directly, it went right into the DNA. There was no do not pass go, do not collect $200. It was a direct insertion into the operating system of a person. If you have been exposed to somebody and it has jumped or shedded, or whatever the term is you want to use, then immediately use some sort of electrostatic charge or high EMP powered device that can disengage the encoding that has now jumped from that person to you. Start wearing your ionizers. They have been a godsend for a lot of people already. I've had emails where people have told me that this has made a difference. I wear mine all the time when I go out. Every time I walk out the door, it's around my neck. So, just to let you all know, I also surge myself every day, several times a day, because of the nature of people walking in my shop that don't know how to read or comprehend. Did you get your vaccinations? Oh, yeah, I got two. You're going to have to leave the store. But I got two shots. You got to go out. That's why. I've had to say that. That's been the response. You know, people come in and says, did you get your injection? He says, yeah, I did. He says, well, you have to step out. How come? Because you got an injection. Sign says on the outside, don't come in if you've been injected. Sometimes they ask me why. Sometimes they just walk out, you know. They came in today. Oh, I haven't been. I've always wanted to come into your store. Have you been injected? Yes. You have to ask you to step outside. But I've been injected. Yes, that's why. You're shedding. I don't want you shedding in my store. But I got my mask on. I said, your skin is coming through your pores. This is how hardwired they've got people. They have lost the capacity to comprehend what they're reading anymore. So like I said, if we can get that 62% and make them see the error of their ways, they've got nothing to lose. If they get into this battle, they have absolutely nothing to lose. They're already, the forecast is what I've been saying for a long time. There's only about a year, year and a half, and we're already seeing people in my area dying. We're already seeing the pets in my area dying from people who have been injected. I got one woman tell me her friend got an injection, went home, went to pet her dog. The dog went into convulsions. You know, these are not coincidental things. And then seeing people getting stuck with magnets. Well, the magnets may be getting stuck with either the spion that's in these foods or maybe the graphene that's in these foods. Because as I stated, graphene is non-magnetic until you put a magnetic field to it. So, you know, they are not going to care about you. This is why I say start stockpiling, start, you know, getting stuff that you need. Buy a couple pairs of shoes, buy a good bunch of razors, soap, underwear, you know, unless you want to go commando, that's different, you know, but you know, get underwear. Get the things that have spares and everything, the nail clippers, toe clippers, you know, things that you take for granted. Because when everything gets slammed, and I'm already hearing, I heard reports today now, where the heck did I hear it? Oh, Oregon. I heard today in Oregon, a friend of mine was following what's going on over in the U.S., was telling me that Oregon has had their water shut off because of a drought. They are purposely going to destroy the farmer. Purposely. And they'll be doing stuff like that here in Canada too. Don't you worry. They're not going to leave us. They're going to make sure we're going to share. So like I said, we are in some turmoil here in regarding to what's up and down and in what you're going to be able to get access to. I would encourage everybody to buy either loose tobacco, cocoa, chocolate, alcohol, if you don't have a still, and have them on hand. One of the best bartering commodities you'll ever have. You know, money may not mean anything by then. Gold and silver may not mean anything by then. So like I said, anything that is substantiated, anything that has substance, will go a long way. There's something else I heard today. We had an earthquake somewhere in Canada yesterday, I think I heard. And like I said, so much comes across my... There are days there's hardly anything that comes across the feed. And then there are days it's like major one thing after another. It's like, holy cow, you know, is this for real? Stock up on vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Stock up on retinal palmitate. Stock up on zinc. Stock up on selenium. These are key minerals that can make a difference in your system. Stock up on NAC, not glutathione. Stock up on MSM. Stock up on garlic, onion. Stock up on quercetin if you can, if you can afford it. Essential oils is without question you should be stocked up on. They can last you for quite some time if you keep them refrigerated. You need to stock up on iodine. You need to stock up on real colloidal silver, not nano silver. Copper and zinc in the liquid format on the chlorides. You know, stock up on cheese. Cheese will hold for a long time. It's a good survival food. Stock up on butter if you can. Stock up on any dried egg, powdered egg, gelatin, collagen. You know, if you can't afford it, buy lunch meat or buy thin slices of meat. Cook them lightly, add your salt and garlic, and then dehydrate them. Again, dehydrated enough where they are relatively solid. Then you could even grind them up into a powder, put them in a jar, add a little salt to it, and anytime you need animal protein, any kind of meat, you add a little bit of that into a broth, you know, and drink it down. Coffee is not something else you might want to stock up on. Batteries. People will always be needing batteries. You know, things that you might not think too much of now, but up the way you may think, wow, I wish I had that, or I wish I had this. You know, go through your daily activity and then go from there and see what you're using and how much you're using, and then based on that you may want to then have an inventory or a backup, maybe one or two. Just something to think about, something for you to be, you know, aware of. We are heading toward a more of epic proportions, and it's not going to be necessarily with artillery. It may be more to do with frequencies, your mind, even your freedoms, programs. Like I said, it may come to, you know, a whole different kind of warfare. You may be dealing with robots. You may be dealing with swarm. You may be dealing with you might be dealing with just frequencies. You know. So like I said, you know, learn how to shield, learn how to do whatever you need to do. You know, get to know what your enemy really is and how your enemy functions. Make yourselves your buckets, make yourselves your triangles, make yourselves your surges, you know. So this is something that you may want to consider. Like I said, we are going to be in an AI world. I'm going to say this too. If you are in an AI world, there won't be any believers around when that happens. You know, there'll be no place for anybody who has any kind of faith in any kind of living, a real living God. You know, if you're believing in a living God, there'll be no place for you in an AI world. None. We barely, most of us, I was talking to somebody the other day, None of us who are awake ever felt that we fit in here. None of us. Imagine that. And imagine now all of a sudden a planet that's completely run by a artificial intelligence with a super quantum network will be complete control of the planet. None of us. That will be God on this planet. That will be the direct reflection of Satan or Lucifer on this planet. This planet would have then been made in the image of Satan. And that would be the ultimate disrespect to the Creator, to God. Just a thought. All right, let's see where we are here. I think I may have gone past my limit again. Well, I did. All right, I think I'll wind it down here. As I have mentioned before, I mentioned many a time, and I mentioned it just a little bit in what I just said. I always tell people to read the Gospels. Read the Gospels, understand the Gospels, understand who Jesus is, understand the letters to the churches, understand the Book of Acts, read the Book of Revelations. This is the playbook that we're in today. It would only make sense to read it, my opinion. So go from there and see where it takes you. That's the best advice anybody could give anybody. Okay, on my site as well, we have lots of different people there. You got everyone trying their best to help everybody, you know, stay alive, stay healthy, stay unvaccinated or uninjected. You got Liberty, you got Deanna Spangola, you got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Yanni, you got Ty, you got Shy, you got myself, you got Brian. Yeah, I got, oh geez, where'd he go? And also you got, I think I put a new link in here, I thought I did. Well, Shy's, I'm going to put another link for Shy because he's got his own network going on over there in Israel. So, you know, anybody that is out there trying to propagate the truth, I try to, you know, reciprocate by, you know, passing the information. Because the more access you have to different formats, the more informed you'll have. Because you're not going to get anything from just one format, you know. You're not just going to get anything just from one format. So this is this is again for everybody to check out everybody you can. Support anybody you can, you know, financially. If you can't support anybody because you're out of a job and you're broke, don't worry about it. Share the data. Just share the information with people like yourself who may, you know, need to hear the message that, you know, we are in a war, and here's some answers that may help you in your battle, what you're dealing with. Alrighty. So on that note, I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.